Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, October 27th, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about this strike by the country's doctors.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
At Nkilo Hospital, everything has been brought to a halt because all the doctors have decided to down their tools. Our plight hasn't been heard as doctors, but the people who are responsible are not representing us. So we've decided to take this into our hands and take this industrial action as such.
Kina, CRC, Hampir, the Dogger, and Mumsin, the Bogutan, Avant, the Jebel, Shalele, and the Unizabu, Agula, Katanza, the Zimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association. I was able to get a lot of people. Iyo nane iyo aina kupereweza and isitokanuka kuti akwana anokanda mapadza pasi pakati pendima zvinhu zvisina kunyatsa kutsenurwa zvinofamba sei.
Once again, thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 and tonight on Live Talk we are talking about the industrial action that doctors in the country have embarked on.
The Zimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association is insisting that medical practitioners across the country are complying with the indefinite call for a strike to press government to review their salaries and conditions of service.
Though the executive chairman of the Health Service Board, Dr. Love Mombengeranwa, described the strike as unlawful, the doctor's body insists that it is legal and justifiable. The doctors insist that this strike was inevitable after very little effort, efforts were made following appeals to the government to address the doctor's concerns. Of course, Dr. Mbengeranwa, who is the chairman of the Health Service Board, is saying that the government is cash-strapped at the moment and might not be able to meet some of the doctor's demands. Gibbs.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp and our number is 1-202-465-0318.
Onguka Gibbs nasi tuda kuti tinge tichitarisa nezvekuratidzira kuri kuitwa navana chiremba kutanga nasi vana chiremba atingati ma junior and middle level doctors vakanda mapadza pasi vachitiwo vari kuda kuti hurumende itarise mari dzavo dzemihoro uye kuti nzvimbo dzavanoshandira dzinge dzichigadziriswawo kana kuti atingati working environment yavo asi taedza nepatinogona kuti tinzwewo divi rehurumende tataura isu nemuteedzeri wegurukota rinoona nezveutano Dr. Paul Chimedza avo vati pari zvino hurumende haisi kupindira-pindira panyaya iyi asi kuti ichamboona kuti iyo Health Service Board yagara pasi naana chiremba vozouya kwaakumberi uku ndo zvimwe chete zvatakaudzwawo negurukota rinoona nezveutano Dr. David Parirenyatwa svondo rapera patakavafondera tichivabvunza nenyaya iyoyi vachitivo vanoda kuti titaure naDr. Mbengeranwa vari kutungamirira iwo iro baziro reHealth Service Board asi chiripo ndechekuti kutanga nhasi vana chiremba vaenda varamwa mabasa kuti vanodzoka rini hapana anoziya Gibbs.
Yeah, Blessing Zulu uyakhuluma simbi nyakuzo mfowethu ukambeke asizwe ukuthi uZulu zathini ngodabulo lolu ukuthi odokotela sebekhalale imsebenzi kwele Zimbabwe. Sizwile ukuthi eHarare bese kubuya kwaBulawayo nakwezinye indawo nje odokotela laba abasathuthukayo bathi kungani kuzima ukuthi basebenze njengoba bahola imali encane njalo bafuna ukuthi kulungiswe lapho abahlala khona. Le ndlela zokuthi baphathwa njani nguhulumende. Sizwile njalo ke kuthiwa ngodokotela Lovemore Bekerana o-Health Service Board uthi ye ukuthi batshengisele lokhu kungani akukho emthethweni Blessing. Kodwa odokotela bona bathi hayi bavunyelwa phela ukuthi bayenze bakufunayo. Nxa ukuthi umuntu engazuzi imali ayifunayo kumele atshengisele phela ngokutsho kwabo. So ke ngabona balandela okulotshwe kusekelo sombuso selizwe, i-constitution. So sizwa ukuthi kambe uZulu yena uthini ngalokho. Ngoba kulesikhathi kathesi isikhathi sibi kule ebola phela baba. Nxa kule ebola engaveli qhamuke khona ngale kwele Zimbabwe odokotela bengasebenzi. Siyakwazi ama stethoscope abe bekegajana konke nje kungani ukuthi ezagalala. Kuzafika mfowethu. Kunzima lokho.
Of course, as we usually try to do, we saw a comment from the government, and today we spoke with the Deputy Health Minister, Dr. Paul Chimedza, about this strike, and Dr. Chimedza said the ministry was not commenting now because they want to allow the doctors to engage the health service board. And of course, this is the same message that we got from the Minister of Health himself, Dr. David Parrenyatwa, when we called him last week. He also said we must talk to the Health Service Board Chairperson, Executive Chairperson, rather, that is Dr. Lovemore Mbengeranwa. We did manage to talk to Dr. Mbengeranwa today, and he said this strike is illegal, and he said the doctors are refusing to talk. They've invited them two times, and nothing is being done. And of course, he was saying that he is concerned that the timing for this industrial action is wrong because of the Ebola virus that has killed nearly 4,900 people, especially in West Africa. And let's emphasize that Zimbabwe has not had any reported case of Ebola, Gibson. And I think we have our first two guests. First, we have Mr. Fortune Nyamande. He is the president of the Zimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association. Dr. Nyamande, good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Thank you so much for joining us, Gibbs. We have our second guest.
Our second guest is Dr. Masibongeni Sonke Mloyiswa. I think he's based in the city of Queens and Kings. Dr. Mloyiswa, good evening and welcome to the program.
Okay, good evening. Thank you.
Thank you so much and stay on the line. I think you can start, Blessing.
Yes, let's start with you, Dr. Nyamande. Tell us, what is happening on the ground today? Have the calls for industrial action been heeded by the doctors?
I think the call for industrial action has been heeded by the majority of doctors in Zimbabwe. In fact, the response has been overwhelming. Currently, as we are talking, we could talk from Parrenyatwa, UBH, Bilo Hospital, Ara Hospital, and even Stones Hospital. They are fully participating behind this industrial action in Zimbabwe. And I think, the idea is not only that want to strike. The idea is that we want the government and probably the relevant and the authorities to address the issues that the doctors have put down on the table.
Thank you so much, Dr. Nyamande. Gibbs.
Yeah, Dr. Mloyiswa, ungathi kume njani esibhedlela ngokubona kwakho? Lapho khona akusitshela ukuthi njengoba ke odokotela bengasebenzi, uhamba njani kathesi?
Yebo ke, kuqalile namuhla kusukela ngo-8 ekuseni. Amadokotela wonke, ama-junior doctor afika kuhamba emsebenzini. So yikho ke esibhedlela abantu bafikile bezama ukuthi bethole ukubona amadokotela kwamalanga wonke, kodwa namuhla bazange bethole ukuthi bethole amadokotela.
Ye, lapha sikhuluma ngezibhedlela ziphi okhuluma ngazo khona?
sikhuluma ezibhedlela zonke ezelizweni okuhlanganisela United Blue Hospitals, iMpilo Hospital, iFarare Central Hospital, iParinyatwa Hospital, leStukiza Hospital, ezizwe izibhedlela zikahulumente lezo okutholakalayo kusebenza ama-junior doctors.
Ye, mangisho ukhangeleke uZulu Dr. Mloyiswa kumele ayengaphi nxa sokunje khanya kulobuzima sibini.
Le ngabe into ekhathazayo kakhulu kodwa sithi uZulu ebekezele kunkulumo ezikhona sile khangelela ukuthi silethemba ukuthi kungabi into ezadonsa isikhathi eside kube ngokulungisiswayo ngesikhathi esifitshane kwenzela ukuthi abantu bethole ama-family zabo ama-services abo ngesikungela kudonsa isikhathi eside.
So what Dr. Mloyiswa is saying that, you know, when patients went to hospitals in various parts of the country, you know, they couldn't get the treatment that they wanted, but people should be patient because they are busy negotiating with the government.
Todzoka kwamuri Dr. Nyamande, chii chaizvo chamuri kuda kubva kuhurumende?
Tatoda kuhurumende, tine zvinhu zvishanu. Satakatara kuhurumende. Chekutanga, ndese kuti mari inotambirwa nachiremba pamwe dzogoga mari iyoyo ngaitwe reviewed kubva pa $282 kusvika pa minimum ye $1,200. Chechipiri takati kana chiremba ari kurara pabasa pari zvino tikatarira zviripo chiremba anotambira $79 pamwedzi pamari anotambira pabasa. Zvinoreva kuti out of the 7 to 10 times anotambira pabasa anopuwa $79. So pazuva roga roga dr assisted work anopuwa $7. Saka tikaita mathematics zvakanaka chiremba anotambira 30 cents per hour kana chirira pabasa izvi kana even tikangojaro zvinoitika kune dzimwe nyika even zvinotambudzika izvi hazviiti izvi saka tikuti ipapo apa pakasachinyuka pati muvhi then itobvapo toenda panyaya yehousing allowance chiremba asikanzi remembe yehurumende unopuwa $250 hakuna kwaunoona imba muHarare kana kuBulawayo kana kuChegutu kana kumuavradoni kwekuti imba yekuti chiremba une mhuri yake une vana mudzimai neunoenda kukreshi vanopuwa $250 inobhadhira mvura magetsi nerent mariyo isu sezdj tikuti minimum should be $450 tabvapo zvoneya dzeibholedzi dzamumbotaura hakuna chiremba ungamboda kuenda kukezeotuku kunorapa munhu unobleda unorwa neibhola even uri suspected kana kuri kunzi zvoni ndinopuwa mari ndopuwa pamwedzi kunofanira kuva nerisk allowance which should be 2.5 times our basic salary inyowani saka topesinaoneko nyaya dzeduty free kana madzishe achikupiwa mota mamp achikupiwa mota kwesu tinorapa vanhu saka kana mari iyoyo isipo kana tisingapiwe mota dzinyowani dzodzo hatiende kubasa isu
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru Dr. Nyamande. Of course Dr. Nyamande has listed their demands. Gibbs, the first one being a salary review, the second one on call allowance, which he said must also be reviewed, and then the housing allowance, it must also be reviewed, and then what he's calling the risk allowance. There's this Ebola epidemic. He's saying that doctors risk their lives, and therefore they must be compensated. And lastly, he says when they import cars, just like what is happening to other government departments or chiefs, that's the example he gave, they also need duty to be exempted from paying duty, say, to Zimra.
Ye, kunapo ke uyakhuluma uDokotela Sibili Semzwile lapha ke esithi imali abayifunayo from 282 kumele ibe 1200 blessing because uzobuya ke i-call xa ukuthi uDokotela lale emsebenzini uthi bazuza 30 cents per hour lokhu kuyamangalisa kakhulu. Kuzobuya ke i-housing allowance ukuthi ungangcono Sibili iguqulwe ngoba iphansi abangakufuna ukuthi ingene kubo $400 khonapho. Kuzobuya ke lokhu kuthiwa i-risk allowance ukuthi lapho kumele kukhuphuke kusuke kube i 2.5 times i basic salary yabo. Then bese kukhuluma ngokuthi okukhona ukuthi nxa izimoto zezinduna kuzobuya lezimoto zamalunga ethala leparlamente zingena kwele Zimbabwe kazibhatali duty kangako. So labo bakufuna khonoko ngokutsho kwakhe. So sizezwa ukuthi singaqhubeka sisidini ngakhonoko kanye sibe lokunengi kwangkhona kunengi babo. Yes, qhubeka.
Tine mwe mutereri mkoma Shumba makadi va Shumba. Shumba Nyamziwa.
Shwa ndini.
Makadi yenyu.
Mchipara yenyu koko.
Ndizo zozwe muto wakumu waka oma kumwe munyoro. Tipeo fungwa zenyu.
Ya, ini ndi uta angu. Rumendi deka pama doktazi nengi. Zwari kukumbira kuti wawane. Kuti wakueta basara wachifara. Ini ni ondi di patient yoku wechungu chipatra. Ndino rutatu lwete mchingo zorwa. Chida kitu wa operation. Saka madates yangu bila msuwa 29 September. Zaka bondera. Msuwa 9 October. Zaka bondera. Yezi nezi ndaka puwa msuwa 30. Ma doctors wapa ningifuti pa yeyo. Pa strike. Saka mkumunu nungu uchiru waza, uchiru waziwa. Maruwa badara. Zese zungu itika saka. Zine nukutu umende wa taurea na wawiria nukutu wa zokere pabasa. Kana utu waito saopa ngosuro, saopa tada waito warikita se pabasa waripo. Waono utu wanu waito wa se wabesewa. Tungu wajiwa please.
Saka amuru kwenda kuzipatara
asna. Kwa kutu wa zi wabasa waito waopa ngosuro. Mkuhuku wa shitawara na wene urumende. Iyo urumende wa sechukwa hiti ngaitu wachi. Shichi zi wari kukumbira utu wa wawane kutu wanu kushendo wa wakishana mwile za kanaga. Ya, andosa ndaida angu tala. Angu tindirungo wache uti jirumuna atiripa weti ulisi uti uti ndufana kumitu wa operation. Taka uonzo uta wali pa strike. Ase yonti wa wadza vangi ismuni mungo chiri wadzi wa mazona.
Ayo watino tenda shukuru Shumba Nyamziwa neku pinda mchirongwa chedu.
Thank you.
Of course Shumba Nyamziwa is a very sad case. He's saying that you know, there's an operation that is to be performed, and unfortunately, because of the industrial action, that might be delayed. But he's urging the doctors and the government to continue with their negotiations and even suggesting that it would have been better for the doctors to go on what is called go slow. You remember that?
Yes. Go slow. Yes, lo mnumzana ke uStila Mashongane osecongweni lapha baba ma Steven Mashongane ungawuchona njani?
Hayi right on njani?
Hayi ngiphilile kunjani lapho khona bekhona?
Hayi igolo ku right.
Ye ungaphusela impopo?
Hayi se tutorial.
Oh yeah, nathi udabu ngathini hey baba Mashongane?
Yeah, hey lama doctor basale ukuthi baba anikeze imali. Ngoba le mali baba anikeza yona incane ngoba especially le kuti le ekombezi le mama kuti ba funa kuti ba ngoba kunedwa abafazi kuti bathola abantwana balayitha ngema cellphone and samfana bavuku labantu ngoba last week kube kunomunye umfana olinye inyoka ne samthatha samisele iclinic mathithi abagogotela bathi bona imali abayitholi overtime yakhona manje abazange bavuke lo mfana azitshona uyabona. So kufanele ukuthi le government ithathe imali inikeze amasoldier namapolisa abathunaka akunamsebenzi lakho. Kufanele kubathathe imali banikeze ama-doctor wabo ukuthi zizokuthola iphile right yabo.
Aha. So ke lokhu qhubeka baba.
Ya kuyinto ukuthi lana le mali bayinikezwa incane kakhulu ngoba la South Africa uthole ukuthi banezimoto abagijima ngezimoto ezi-ambulance bazonceda abantu manje ngale imali yakhona ithathwa ngokomgabe baba. Puma ngayo elizweni bolatshwa ngaphandle wayebona ukuthi yiyo problem leyihluphayo le-government yamashona le wayebona. yo problem le into ukuthi umtshelwe lo ukuthi kuvele unayo lo
yeah
ukuthi kusasa a iqale ngesindebele ukusakazela isindebele lisithe singasokuqala lesishona right through
hayi sizakwenza mntomzana
ngoba into uyakhona mathi ngokufuna ukuthola mathi uzothola inye iqale ngesishona always fanele ukuthi iqale kusasa iqale ngesindebele
hayi sizakhuluma la sizaxoxa umnumzana umfowethu la kodwa ke hayi sijalo ukuthi nxa
namashangana akithi le esikombezi le nesaphu le
yeah ngijalo ukuthi nxa sikwenza konoko siyabe singani sokubhalabhalile ukuthi sikulandele ungavela uphume khona ku rail yangkhona uyangena iganga amashongane sesawuthi singangena egangeni yeah kunjalo mfowethu
okay sure
yeah no kulungile mfowethu so yeah usuqedile no thank you very much siyabonga kakhulu ungathini nokusasa. Okay, so what Mr. Mashungane is saying is that, you know, at one stage, you know, there is a young man who was actually bitten by a snake in Chikombezi. And the doctors refused to wake up and treat him because they said they don't get money for some kind of night allowance. So the guy died. So he says it was very unfortunate. So the government, according to him, should actually give these doctors reasonable amounts of, you know, money for them to live. Because he says this kind of salary is a sick, sick salary, you know?
Of course, for those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the industrial action that the country's junior and middle-level doctors have embarked on starting from today. Nobody knows when this is going to end. It's an indefinite strike. Of course, we did reach the Health Service Board Executive Chairperson, Dr. Love Mombengeranwa, who called the strike illegal. But the doctors are insisting that they are following the country's constitution. We also encourage people, Gibbs, to write messages on WhatsApp. Let's hear what they have to say. Stanislas says, I don't understand why the health institutions do not have what the doctors are demanding or want to be paid. There's this Ebola virus, and let's be serious, and let's try to save the nation. Sifa says, government, aina mari, devango jaira zviripo, semurora, vanhu vangafa zvikuru munyika. Zvakaipa hazvo pakuti vanhu vanorwara havasi vehurumende chete, saka havafaniri kuramwa mabasa. And then we also have Biula, who says, the government must give the doctors enough money. Artisans get more than 1,200. And why is it that doctors are not being paid? Then we also have Louis, Tom rather, Patricia. Patricia says doctors must know that our government does not have enough money to give them. And then Tom says it is a good move from the doctors. Otherwise, our government will not act. And Louis says doctors play a vital role in our health system. By so doing, they need to be paid adequately. Their salaries are far below par, considering the fact that these are our doctors. Of course, varied responses there. Tinemwe mutereri parunare mukoma kuda kwashe makadi ku South Africa. Aiwa tiripo muri kuona sei nyaya yekuramwa mabasa kwana chiremba.
Garden boy. Saka kuti uchita chino chekuti ubatsire vanhu chechechi panenge pachisina haizi mhosva yavo izvi ndozvitori nani but problem iripo ndeyekuti vanozoti vakataya strike kana wozongodzokera pabasa vasakugadzirisa kana vana kutogadzira ndavachitoita kuti zvigadzirike chaiko chaiko vaone yatinoti lasting solution because apa vatotanga kuita strike pane vanhu vakutofa vamwe vari kupuhwa mapiritsi nevasikana vayavaya vanokirina muhosipitari vaya and munhu anopuwa mapiritsi asiri iwo kana kubaya jackson pasiripo nokuti vaya vanenge vangozozvichita handi makamboona madhokta achita isitai aparisina munhu ane chido munhu womunhu akungozvifungira uzvake pari zvinobva kumusoro kuna baba baba ndovanenge vachikonzeresa kuti vana vati makamboona zvekuti mwana everyday pakaonaya huku mwana kana asinga pagurizikidza musi vanopinda mumba akawana huku yacho isati yapagurwa anogona kumbotibawo kuchitesa kuti chinonaka sei saka baba ndiwane problem uko kumusoro uku but haisi problem zvavo isteriki nekuti sekunhu achemberaka kuti vanyatoziva kuti zipi yakavhurika here apa pakamira sei havatazivi munhu akatozi kutobva kwavo zipi nokudai nokudai saka tinangosora vamwe vachiri kuona vanenge vechidikao kuti kose vasiri kukwenya mudhara kuti komudhara konyika zvayagondomuka komudhara apachisina manje ari kumuta mudhara kuti pamudhara ainge akakotsira mudhara izvi pamudhara atombozviti madokta ari kusitiraiki saka kumusoro uko ndokune problem kumusorosoro ikokoko kuna mudhara uko
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma kuda kwacho
government doctors yaya haasi maprivate doctors zvokuti unotoona kuti vastrike kugovernment but kumaprivate surgery vanenge vachishanda
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma kuda kwacho nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
neni ndotenda nestudio 7 kuzama kwamurika kubitsira nyika yedu kuti itendanwa kumara dei pasa studio 7 ya apa imbofi yakatasanuka nyika rambai makashinga varunhu
aiwa
takutakutosvika
aiwa tinotenda mukoma kuda ndimunotipasa manyemwe
thank you very much ngwabiri
tinotenda of course could I saying that
ngatirambe takabata munamato ngatirambe takabata munamato mudhara apa dzizvi
tinotenda of course what could I saying is that the government is to blame it must actually compensate the doctors of course he is blaming everything on of course the head of state saying maybe he's not aware of what is happening although at times he tended to get personal in his attacks we don't usually encourage our listeners to do that you know we just want to share ideas without personalizing issues we discuss issues or not personalities
yeah what ingeneke udokotela mloyiswa ukonecingwane baba
yebo baba
yeah besizwe lapha kuthiwa liyazuza ama 30 cents per hour nxa liku on call kambe imali naleyo ligcina lisebenzisa njani kumbe ubona zani vela kula mali khona
vele leyo yabi imali encane kakhulu ngoba na ukho ukhangelele ukuthi ngona ikho yakuyaqalisa ngo-8 ekuseni ichove imini yonke kuze kuyofika ubusuku kuze kuyofika ilanga elilandelayo ngo-8 kokuphela khona ikho yakho so khonapho uyakuphiwa 30 cents per hour wena khonapho uyakufuna ukuthi uhambile emsebenzini ukhangelele ukuthi udle khonapho konke khonokho ukhangele ukuthi ukuyenze wena kuphiwa 30 cents per hour into ekhathazayo kakhulu yona leyo imali imele inti ikhuthuke abantu zikwanise ukuthi zisebenze zijabulile
kodwa ungabizwa on call kulo muntu ogulayo kakhulu uyahamba kumbe uyagcina usithi njengoba ngustrike wothi ngime kancane
uma ukwenzileyo kathesi kuyakhathaza ukuthi ngibona ubizwe ukukho ngoba vele kule strike kula muntu okhona kodwa ngesikhathi istrike ingekho ina umuntu engabizwa ukukho lokuze nokukho ukuthi
sokuleubambe khonapho ye ubambe khonapho ye ungayikhatshana sifuna ukuthatha nje isihlandla lesibili ume khonapho sithaye nje sinathe amanzi kancane
Dr. Nyamande please do stay on the line we'll be back and also vamhlanga rambai zvenyu muri parunhare mumwe muteereri wedu and of course for our radio listeners we are streaming live go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk this is Blessing Zulu
and I'm Kip Stube saying stay tuned to Zimbabwe